This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
It's Veterans Day, and our special broadcast continues on What's on Your Mind. It's heartwarming to hear these stories. It really is. It's phenomenal, and great to talk to the vets themselves and the calls and reading a couple of texts as well. Just warms your heart. So it's exactly what we hope to do today, to honor veterans. This texter says, my father was one of the few survivors at Anzio. Marched through Italy and saw Mussolini hanging upside down. It's a good way for Mussolini to be hanging, I think, upside down. He fought so we could have free and fair elections. Stop the steal. Yeah. You aren't a kid. Stop the steal. We're broadcasting today from Three Lions Pub in West Fargo. Because they were one of the first locations to have a wall of honor. Looking at Thomas Ray, who served in Vietnam right now. William Johnson, who was in World War II. There's photos of these heroes and their name and a little bit of information on them. Larry Berger, Vietnam, 1970, 71, photo right there. It's veterans, it's active military, it is the first responders, it's law enforcement. It's a salute to local heroes. A salute to local heroes with the Wall of Honor. I hope those veterans are on a screen in every gathering place in North Dakota. Really be great. Bars and restaurants obviously make great sense. Daniel Argent, World War II. These are North Dakotans. Wall of Honor, walofhonor.org. And it is really a wonderful way to celebrate the local heroes, and we're going to continue to... We're going to continue to do that all year long, and we get to do a little bit of it on Veterans Day as well. So next up on the program is the one and only Bob Wiefald. Have you got Bob on the line yet, Daniel? Okay, we're getting Bob on the line right now. While we're doing that, let me chat with somebody that's been waiting to weigh in here. Glenn Ullen, North Dakota, and Don is waiting to weigh in. Hey, Don, how are you?
Hey, buddy, how are you? Are you doing good?
I'm doing great. Thank you very much.
Well, my my deal is I joined the Air Force at the age of 17 in 1976. And I got shipped around, you know. I went to Germany, Korea. I went to Iceland. That was fun. And then they sent me back. I re-upped for 4 more years, and then they sent me to Minot. And Minot's basically the base that I consider home. You know, I still live in Minot, too. But, yeah, I was with Fifth Fighter for 4 years.
Incredible. Really is.
Yeah, it was. I wish I stayed in, but they were going to send me back overseas, and I just got married. Said, nope, I got out. I should have stayed in. Not at all. I would have been retired by now.
You love it. You loved it that much. That's great. Well, thanks for sharing the story, Don. Appreciate it very much. Good to hear from Glenn Allen today, and welcome others as well. Also pleased to be welcomed by Bob Wiefald today on the program. And Bob has, of course, been with us on this program before and is not unfamiliar to people in political circles in North Dakota, but his love of the military and his service are well known. Bob, happy Veterans Day to you, sir.
Thank you very much, Scott. It's always a great day, one we have to celebrate and observe every year. I think it's just tremendous that we do this.
It is. It is tremendous. What is your greatest memory as a member of the United States military?
The truth of the matter is I loved every minute of it. It was a lot of fun. People say, thank you for serving. And I say, you know, it was a pleasure, an honor, a privilege, and it was a lot of fun. I guess my one memory is that 54 years ago, I was off the coast of Vietnam on the USS Lyon McCormick, DDG-8. I was a gunnery officer in charge of 2 5-inch 54 rapid-fire guns, and it was great because no one shot at us. We shot at them, and it was three square meals a day, clean sheets. What kind of a war was that? It was great.
Three, as long as the meals are there and the sheets are clean, you can't ask for any more than that.
Yeah.
I love that. And it's amazing the things that sort of stick with you like that, right? I mean, you're in harm's way out there. You're in a tough spot, but, you know, got a good meal, got a clean sheets, and I'm good. Just like home. Yeah.
Yeah, it is. And, you know, you remember the stuff because it's a very intense time in your life. I remember distinctly Thanksgiving of 1965. I was home in Minot with my mom and dad, and I was going to drive to Minneapolis in my dad's car and then fly to San Diego because my ship was, we knew in March, was going to go to Vietnam. So my mom was very good as she said goodbye to me in the house. My dad walked out to the car with me, and he put his arms around me, and he just bawled. I said to myself, oh, my God, what does he know that I don't know? Well, he apparently was very worried about me, and I was glad I survived for him, that's for sure.
But what a show of love, you know, from a father to a son, you know.
I have to tell you this, that one of the definitions of a veteran, I shared with the General Secretary of the American Battle Monuments Commission in an email the other day. A general officer in the Army retired, and I said to him, a veteran is a person who's given the government a blank check on his or her life and has lived to tell about it. He said, you know, I never thought about it that way, but that's exactly right. When you take that oath of office, you say, I'm going to support and defend the Constitution of the United States against all enemies, foreign and domestic. You've given the government a blank check in your life. Like it or not, they can send you anywhere they want. And we go and we do our job. And we come back and we're proud and we're happy to talk about it.
A texter says, please offer my apologies to all veterans. The country they sacrificed so much for is not the same today. We as civilians have failed our veterans on every level. What do you think of that?
No, I don't think that's true at all. I think it's a great country. You know, we've got different cultures now and different priorities, but they've done very well with the veterans. I have benefited. I spent 24 years in reserve after my 3 years of active duty. The government gives me a pension for the rest of my life, taking care of health care for Susan and me. I think it's a great country. You know, things change. But people overall, I think, are very appreciative of the service of those of us who have gone to serve. You know, it's an all-volunteer force now. Not everybody has to go. But those people who go because they want to go. And they go because they think it's an honor and a privilege. And I think that's true. And I think we still have a culture in America that appreciates that.
You know, if we're being used as the curriculum for some at-home school today, and some youngsters are listening where they probably wouldn't necessarily be tuned in at this time of day, what would you tell them, what would you tell their parents to tell them about what serving, in your case, in the Navy, 24 years, what that does for you as a, you know, a dad, as a business person, as what in attorney general in your case, how does it stay with you? What is the value in it?
The value in it is lifelong lessons of that 27 years of my service that I know and appreciate our country. I know our country is strong. I know that we are well led, that the people who are out there serving our country are devoted to the cause and would lay down their lives for us if they had to.
And there's not a price you can put on that, right? I mean, the value of that for your life and the effect it has on people who work for you, people who are in your family, you know, your circles, you can't put a price on it. Is that valuable to be able to have that level of education, right?
You can't. And what you can't do is you can't put a price on the leadership skills you learn at all levels, whether you're the youngest enlisted man or the senior admiral in the fleet. You learn these skills, you learn these leadership techniques. I would say this, the American Armed Forces have overall been the greatest educator in America. Every person that's gone into the Armed Forces has learned some type of a job. They've got great schools. They give people technical skills. They give them lots of training and lots of leadership training. There is no other organization in the world that creates as many jobs and gives as much training to as many people. And plus the fact when you're on a ship out at sea, man, you're exercising all the time. You learn all kinds of stuff. You learn your skills. You can sharpen them up. We do firefighting drills all the time at sea. You know, the problem is at sea, you get a fire, you have nowhere to go. You got to put it out.
Ah, Bob, great chatting with you as always. Appreciate your time. Congratulations on a Veterans Day, a chance to reflect a little on your wonderful service and that of other veterans. So we thank you very much for joining us today.
It's an honor, a privilege. Thank you very much. Bye-bye, Scott.
Good to chat with you, Bob Weefall. All right, we're going to get back to the phones. We have more veterans to talk to. We're not going to stop until we talk to as many vets as we can on the entire program here today. And brought to you in part by our friends at PetroServe USA. So how about this? How about you take a vet to lunch? Take a vet to lunch. Have them tell you a few stories. And if you get to the Valley City location of PetroServe USA, Swedish meatballs or lasagna today. Swedish meatballs on West Main Avenue, West Fargo. Chef's Choice in Harwood. Cheeseburger casserole, 12th Avenue North. Home cooking, grab and go convenience. Lots of other specials, lots of other great deals. No place like PetroServe USA.
Cattle, women, and men, the Independent Beef Association of North Dakota invites you to bring your neighbors and your family Saturday, November 21st to the Ramada in Bismarck to discuss issues regarding the cattle industry. Featured speakers include RCAF USA Executive Secretary Bill Bullard, Ag Commissioner Doug Goring, Dave Wright, and Eugene Grainer. Enjoy U.S. Steaks, a raffle, and silent auction while Jeff Earhart provides entertainment. Register at IBAN.org and invite a fellow producer to join us. See IBAN.org for details.
For 24 hours on November 17th, the clock will be ticking for You Marry Giving Day. We invite you to join by supporting the Sister Thomas Welder Scholarship, the Marauders Armada Athletic Scholarship, or School of Health Sciences. For those 24 hours, your generosity will be matched up to $75,000. Don't miss this opportunity to double your impact. Visit YouMarryGivingDay.com. That's YouMarryGivingDay.com.
Help us kick off the holiday driving season Friday, November 20th at CashWise, 43rd Avenue Northeast, North Bismarck. Stop in for special deals, including saving 15 cents per gallon on unleaded 88, your safe, economical fuel choice. Unleaded 88 is a high-performance fuel that is safe for all 2001 and newer vehicles. Other deals include a Works car wash for only $2 and the chance to win gift cards. Kick off the holiday driving season. Stop at CashWise, 43rd Avenue North Bismarck, November 20th, and save 15 cents per gallon on unleaded 88.
Is a move in your future? Listen up. You want the family-owned, veteran-owned Action Movers. Founded in 1932 in Bismarck, now in Fargo, Minot, Rapid City, Denver, Las Vegas, and Phoenix, too. Remember, they can move you across the block or across the country. Do it yourself to full-service moves, every solution possible for moving and storage, and all at low competitive rates from a name you know and trust. No job too big or small. Call 701-566-5532 or online at actionmovers.com.
Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. Nikki, great product. Have to try it for a few months to see results. After taking Extendivite for about 6 months, I have noticed improvement on the numbness of my hands and wrists from carpal tunnel. I will continue to buy the product. 10 Peaks, 5 out of 5 stars. Works as advertised. This formula is very powerful. Be careful to follow directions. I am feeling much better. My heart rate and blood pressure has stabilized and my lower edema has reduced. Lower leg pain due to blood clots has disappeared. Thank you. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
To ask you the connection here to
the Star Spangled Banner? Come on.
Well, forgive me for not recognizing it until right now. the guitar version of that. Very, very nice job. Veterans Day, so of course we'd have the Star Spangled Banner for you on What's On Your Mind, brought to you in part by our friends at Oasis Petroleum, the folks with the Be the Buffalo spirit. That's what they go to work about every day. Imagine right now, oil and gas business, it's tough. It is tough. We have no demand. We have low prices. We have, oil down or whatever. It's very challenging. So what do? You see that as the storm. You turn into it and you say, let's go take it head on. And they've done it again and again at Oasis Petroleum to build that company. They're doing it again. And so they celebrate it in North Dakotans and encourage you to celebrate others. Give them a shout out. Let us know about them. Tell us about what you see out there. 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, you can call 855-200-1776. Breaking news just came in this very moment, and this is big. Are you ready? Georgia is doing a full by-hand recount. So, again, there was enough concerns in Georgia, and obviously you had very tight margin with the number that Georgia's Secretary of State is doing a full by-hand recount. Now for Pennsylvania, now for Nevada, now for Arizona. Just keep going here. Hearing about all the shenanigans we have been hearing about. Nobody anywhere can't want a full, fair count of every legal vote and only legal votes. Nobody. Come on. Nobody. Somebody texted, that's an awful Star-Spangled Banner. I'm not going to go quite awful, but I'm going to go very unconventional.
Wasn't the one I was planning on, I'll put it that way, but it was okay. Boston doing it. So
we have we have some others.
Curveball every now and then. Come
yeah,
on.
We have some others in the repertoire.
Oh, yeah.
Our next veteran is Shelley Sizer. Shelley is retired from the North Dakota National Guard. She was there 40 years. Everybody I've ever asked about Shelley, they say that woman is a rock star. She retired as a Command Chief Warrant Officer. That's a high ranking for those of you in Rio Lindo. Shelley, welcome to What's On Your Mind and happy Veterans Day.
Thank you, Scott. Nice to be with you.
Nice to have you. I hope you're able to enjoy a nice Veterans Day and make it be just a little bit different and take a look back at your wonderful career and serving this country and what it all means. Are you celebrating today?
Not really. Laying pretty low with all of the COVID going on. So.
Yeah, that is tough. We just talked to Vern Fetch, and he was headed down to the Capitol. It'll be a little outdoor event, but it's, there's normally a lot of indoor events and different feeds and things that happen on Veterans Day. It's just not happening this year because
exactly.
of COVID. So, yeah. So, well, that's why we put you on the radio. So we'll celebrate another way. We can't do it with a bunch of wonderful friends. Tell me about the North Dakota National Guard from the perspective of someone that spent 40 years there. Talk about that service.
You know, it was one of the greatest things I ever did in my life. I always say if I had to do it all over again, I wouldn't change a thing.
Well, that's saying something for 40 years. What do you think most people should know about how the North Dakota National Guard fits in the role of, a service to this country, defending this country, protecting this country?
Absolutely. Well, the National Guard has both a state and a federal mission. So often times, when there's floods or blizzards, the National Guard is prepared and ready to go. And then when there's wars on the federal side, the National Guard is always ready to go as well. So it's a dual mission that we have.
And as you look back at those 40 years, any particular deployment, any particular work that you you look back on fondly and remember as being a very important part of what you did?
Well, I always say the reason that I stayed so long is because I had so many opportunities to hold many different positions. I also served as a federal technician for the National Guard, so had the opportunity to do many different jobs over my 40 years in my career. And one thing that the National Guard does well is that there's this constant change. In moving people around in different positions. And so therefore, there's always continuing training, continuing military education, which includes travel, and all of those things suited me very well.
The National Guard is obviously always looking for new individuals to serve, to be part of that, be able to take advantage of some of the incredible amount of benefits that come for that service, because it's you know, it's a need right now. They need people to fill those slots. What would you tell them? What would you tell people that are considering you know, Guard and Reserve, and you know, maybe toying with this, should I do this, should I not do this? What, you know, what are they going to come out on the other side with?
I would definitely encourage people to join the National Guard. Like I said earlier, it's one of the best things I ever did. You know, and I look back now and it seems like it went by in just a blink of an eye. Time goes fast. But one of the reasons for choosing the National Guard over the active component is that when you join the active component, you know, your heart doesn't beat for you for 30 days a month. I mean, you belong to them, you know. If you try the National Guard, you know, you spend 1 weekend a month and 2 weeks in the summer for training. And if you discover that it isn't something that works for you, you don't have that much invested, you know, as compared to being, you know, in the regular Army or in the regular branch of service. So it's a good way to test the water, if you will, and see if the military service is something that you would enjoy. I would definitely encourage it.
Fantastic. Thanks so much for your service. Thanks for sharing part of that story. And I think you ought to maybe volunteer over at the recruiting office, because that's a pretty good story. You bring a few in with that one, Shelly. Thank you so much. You bet. Take care. Shelly Sizer, North Dakota National Guard, 40 years retired, retired as a Command Chief Warrant Officer. Wow. Linda in Bismarck, welcome to What's on Your Mind.
Well, I'm just calling on behalf of my dad and his, the Lawrence Catherine Dossinger family had four of their sons in World War II at the same time. Mm. It was my dad, Matt, Uncle Larry, Uncle Steve, and Uncle Nick. And when my dad was, he was in the end of World War II, he was on the North Africa land area there, and he never got close to anybody unless they made it for 2 weeks. That's how many people were dying there. And then he got hurt. A bullet went by, could have been dead, but he wasn't. He landed in France and looked around and felt that his ear was nothing compared to what the other people were going through, so he started cutting their hair, offered to help. And the commander-in-chief saw that, and so next thing you know, my dad learned to be a barber.
Is that right? Oh, my gosh. Hang on, Linda. We'll finish the story on the other side of the break. Don't go away.
We're Tioga Chamber of Commerce, and we want you to consider Tioga, North Dakota for your business or a place to raise your family and realize your career dreams. Tioga's average yearly household income of over $73,000 a year supports nearly 140 area businesses. Tioga is a driver and innovator in local education with technologies like drones, 3D printers, electronics, and coding opportunities to prepare students for success well into the 21st century. Tioga is an active community that offers great activities for families like Freedom Fest, Drone Camp for Kids, Robot Camp for Kids, Farm Festival, and Pumpkin Festival. Tioga Chamber of Commerce is proud to sponsor programming on AM 1090 KTGO and AM 550 KFYR. We want you to consider Tioga, North Dakota for your business or a place to raise your family and realize your career dreams. If you're looking for great opportunities, please visit us in Tioga and experience a great point of view. Or for more information, visit TiogaND.org.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The deadly storm bobbing and weaving around the Gulf of Mexico this week is gaining strength. Ada regained hurricane strength Wednesday morning as Florida braced for a second hit from the storm. Right now, the maximum sustained winds are around 75 miles an hour off Florida's southwest coast. Forecasters at the National Hurricane Center in Miami issued a hurricane watch for a 120-mile stretch that includes Tampa and St. Petersburg. Top Republican officials are continuing to back President Trump's challenge of the 2020 presidential election via recounts and allegations of voter fraud. Despite Biden being projected as winning key swing states, including Pennsylvania and Nevada, the results have yet to be certified, and Republicans, including Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell, are defending Trump's right to pursue all legal actions.
The process should be transparent or observable by all sides, and the courts are here to work through concerns.
USA Radio News.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy, some uncle I never knew, called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called The Tax Doctor. And The Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they're able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-215-1727. 800-215-1727. That's 800-215-1727.
Square, on a park bench, an old man was sitting there. I said, "Your old courthouse is kind of run down." He said, "No, it'll do for our little town." I said, "Your old flagpole is leaned a little bit, and that's a wreck. Have a seat." And I sat down. "Is this the first time you've been to our little town?" I said, "I think it is." He said, "I don't like to brag, but we're kind of proud of that ragged old flag. You see, we got a little hole in that flag there when Washington took it across the Delaware."
Gosh. And it just... Did you listen to that all day or what? Unbelievable. Love it, love it, love it. Absolutely love it. You know what else I love? A diesel engine that runs like it's supposed to. A diesel engine that saves you some bucks because it's so well maintained. And our friend CJ and the team at DAC Diesel are waiting for you. Give them a call, 701-258-5011. They'd love to help. Tractor, trucks, pickup trucks, semi-trucks, they can fix anything and everything. And they are not afraid to leave the shop in Bismarck and head wherever they need to help you get something running again. CJ's been doing this almost his whole life. This lives, breathes, sleeps, eats it. Just, he knows the business, been around it a long darn time, and got a great crew at DAC Diesel. Call them at 701-258-5011. 701-258-5011. Finish more of our chat here with Lyndon Bismarck, and then have another guest for you to talk about the Wall of Honor and some other things on this Veterans Day. So, Linda, I love the story about, you know, your dad just pitching in there and he's cutting hair just because he, you know, wants to be, I guess, nice, right? And help some folks out, and then literally self-taught barber then, huh? So he was a barber his whole career after that?
Oh, no, he just did it on the farm. He did it for the neighbors, things like that. And he didn't bring it as to a profession phase. He was just a farmer, went back home, and then he kept cutting hair.
That was his little gift from serving, huh?
Yep.
Did he like telling the story? Was it hard to get that story out of him, or any other stories?
Oh yeah. When my dad was a barber, I remember one time this neighbor said to him, he was telling about how tough it was and about, you know, in the war, you have to shoot. You have to be, because you're shot at. And she said to him, I'll never forget those words. She said, to tell me, you mean you killed somebody in the war? And he said, yes, I did. Well, did you go to the priest and get absolution for that? And I thought, you know, a lot of people who've never been to war don't understand. And sometimes I think the way our country is, we have a lot of I have a niece in the Air Force and nephew in the service. Some of them are special way up there where you never know where they are. There's a sniper we've had. There's a lot of them have given their time and are still giving their time. My sister was in the service. My uncle was in the service. It's amazing the things that you can get and understand, but I'm wondering if the draft almost shouldn't be brought back. It makes men and women.
Yeah, it builds character. You think of the World War II vets who go save the world, come back, build a country. I mean, you can't think of that. Think of that. And they were you know, right off the farm, a lot of them. Really good story, Linda. Thank you, and we're also remembering your father and his service for Veterans Day today too. Thanks so much.
Yeah, they're all on the wall in Dickinson.
Oh, good. We're going to talk about the wall next up here, and that's such a wonderful thing, I think, that we can keep this going all year long. Dennis Beck is our next guest, and Dennis is actually the veterans liaison for the Wall of Honor, been part of the planning for all of this, 24 years with the North Dakota National Guard. Most of those spent in the recruitment division, a very important division there as well. Dennis, how are you?
Hey, good morning, Scott. Thanks for having me on today.
Yeah, glad to have you. Happy Veterans Day, first of all.
Thank you very much.
You know, as someone that spent time, 24 years, as I said, in the Guard, in the recruitment division, you have a particular theme that you hear often from recruits about, hey, I'm really glad that we did what we did, and you signed me up, and, you know, that sort of recognized things they might not have thought were going to be there before but came home with?
Yeah, you know, there's a lot of great stories that you hear, and you know, as you come back, you hear them a lot of flying Blackhawks and flying missions and being mobilized and deploying and coming home and what it means for them to serve this great country of ours and to, you know, protect the community here locally and just be part of the community. It's a life changer for them, and you know, they just want to serve and they want to, you know, do what's right and be part of this story. So it's pretty cool when they come home and thank you, you know, for the recruiting them and explaining to them the story of the National Guard and what our mission is and how we can make a difference in, you know, not only our communities, but the state and our country. So it was a real special 17 years, of course, able to do that with all the veterans and the fellow soldiers in the Guard.
I'm at Three Lions Pub today in West Fargo, and the reason we chose this, one of the first locations the Wall of Honor went up, was here. We just had a caller mention Dickinson. I know there's Steele, there's others, and more coming. You've been part of this as the veterans liaison. Tell us a little bit about the genius behind this, if you will.
Well, it's just it's a great tribute. It is what, you know, it's an advertising medium on screens across the state. It's honors veterans who have served the great country all the way back to World War II, even World War I. We have some stuff up there, but it also honors our hometown heroes, our policemen, our sheriff, our, you know, firefighters, first responders, EMTs. So, you know, it basically pays respect or honors, you know, everybody that gives service and wants to serve the community and our country. So, it's a special story, and I'm really proud to be part of it. I was asked to be part of this about 2 months ago and just couldn't be more excited about it. We are pretty much statewide through the state of North Dakota. We've currently got 18 locations across the state. Our goal would probably be to be around 30 locations here by the end of the year. And then we'll want to add, you know, 100 locations for the next 2.5 years. So our ultimate goal is to get to 300 locations probably by, say, the middle of 2023.
And for folks that haven't seen it, there's a photo of a vet, name of a vet, usually a little bit of a description, at least of where they served and for how long, or, you know, it's really neat. It is. But obviously, you're probably scratching the surface as to the total amount of either hometown heroes or veterans that have served that are rotating right now. You need more, right? So how do folks ultimately participate by getting a family member's, you know, name up there?
Yeah, so just go to thewallofhonor.org. It's a real simple process. you know, try to get us a good quality photo uploaded in there. Put your story on there. Try to tell us, you know, where you've served, where you've been stationed. There's no charge for this at all, so it's free to all members or all, you know, Wall of Honor honorees. You know, if you want to be on the wall and you just don't know how, you know, definitely, you know, get a hold of us. We'll help you through that. A lot of times there might be a family member that could help you out. Or if you see the wall up in one of these locations across the state, you know, they have business cards, and a lot of those volunteers are willing to help you as well. So biggest thing is we want to get more content. We want to make sure we're not missing anybody, and we want to, you know, get a full board up there so we can rotate this through and change out our playlist probably weekly if possible.
And right now, this is North Dakotans that are being honored here, and your effort is to get these screens up in many places in North Dakota. Do you see it expanding from that?
Well, we've actually we've been approached by other states, actually, that are wondering how they could do it as well. So, you know, Wisconsin's reached out to us. South Dakota's interested. So this is something that's taking off. I think with what's going on in, you know, this day and age and in our communities and nationwide, this is a feel-good story, and this is something we can all attach to and respect and you know, get behind it. So there's also on the wallofhonor.org, you know, there's ways to donate. There's ways to advertise. We've got some great advertising options as well. And you know, together we can build this and we can, you know, make sure this gets displayed all across the state, and maybe, who knows, maybe throughout the country someday, who knows.
Fascinating. Well, congratulations on being part of this effort, and it really is exciting, and I think a neat deal that can launch from here and that give us a chance to go beyond a Veterans Day or Memorial Day honoring our vets, but taking that further. So thanks so much for that, Dennis. We appreciate it very much.
Hey, thank you very much, Scott. Appreciate you having us on today. Have a great day.
You bet. Dennis Beck, Veterans Liaison for the Wall of Honor. A caller called off the air here and said that Doolittle's Woodfire Grill in Fargo is giving a free meal to veterans in honor of their service. Was there somebody else that was doing that we heard about earlier? They're all, okay, on our website, am1100theflag.com, has all the special deals for veterans, if you want to see that.
I know a bunch of the Cashwise locations out here are doing a thing. I mean, I had that in front of me. I'll get it.
Okay. I love it. Okay. A couple calls here we have time for while we're checking in. Austin in Fargo, what's on your mind? You're next.
Good morning, Scott.
Morning.
I just want to say thank you to my dad, Rodney Walker. He is a U.S. Navy vet. He entered the service in 1969. He served on the aircraft carrier, the USS Hornet, where he was aboard that for the Apollo 11 and Apollo 12 astronaut recoveries. In 1970, he served in Vietnam on PBR boats in the Mekong Delta. After that tour, he went back where he served off the coast of Vietnam on the aircraft carrier, the USS Hornet. Just want to say thanks to all our other vets out there who have served our great country. Thank you.
Fantastic. Fantastic, Austin. Thanks for calling. Happy Veterans Day, and glad you shared that story about your dad. Esther in Minnesota, go ahead. You're next on What's on Your Mind.
Hi. I just wanted to pay a tribute to my father, and he was a World War II vet, and he was in the Philippines, and he went over there and was there for like 2-3 years. And he came in with MacArthur, and he had a chance to talk to him on the boat when he came in, and MacArthur asked where he was from, and he said, Minnesota. And he got to talk to him, and he went to go into the Philippines, and he said he had a pack on his back, and he went to the bottom, and they pulled him up. And he got to the shore, and he was in the Philippine Islands, and when he was on there, they were fighting the Japanese, and they paid the cannibals a package of cigarettes for every Japanese head that they brought in. And he said it was so dark over there, you could put your hand in front of your face. And he said you couldn't even see it, and the snakes were huge. And he said they were there for many, many years. My father lived to be 94, ended up in the veterans' home.
Hang on a second. Esther, would you just hang on? We'll be right back with more of that story.
Time. Time to return to Norway. Let's plan for 2021. Nobody better to take you to Norway than Carol Juven at Juven Tours and Travel. You know, basically, if you want to do Norway, you want to do a family trip, you want to do it right, you want to just say, hey, what's my celebration going to be when this mess is over? Pick 2021. Right now, you know, find a month in 2021 and book it, right?
Yes, we have got five tours for 2021.
What number trip to Norway will that be for you?
Trip number 180.
Let's have them build back because this is it in Norway. Tourism is what makes them go. It's pretty phenomenal. And if folks are dreaming a little about 2021, what do they need to see?
Oh, the fjord country they need to see and the people. We don't just tour Norway. We meet the people.
Carol wants to send you a giant map of Norway free. 701-237-9000. JuvenTours.com. JuvenTours.com. And it'll help you find your family with that map. JuvenTours and Travel. 237-9000. JuvenTours.com.
The key to a strong home is a solid foundation, and that starts from the ground up. The team at Precision Concrete Cutters, Ramjack North, wants you to know that around here, seasonal changes cause the soil to shift, which ultimately leads to serious structural problems. One of the most common signs that your foundation needs our help is cracking in your walls or flooring.
Let us help you protect your greatest asset. Go to ramjacknorth.com to learn more. That's ramjacknorth.com.
Have you been to a PetroServe USA lately? Come on in. Home cooking with grab-and-go convenience. Great specials all month long like Pepsi products. 20-ounce containers, 99 cents. Or 24-packs for $5.99. Two for $2 salted nut rolls. Jack links. 3 1/4-ounce package, $3.25. Jerky, $3.69. Or popcorn Annapolis, $3.39. Plus, weekly specials. Great deals every day. Grab-and-go convenience with that home cooking. You're going to love it. At PetroServe USA. Tell them Scott sent you.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin? And as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
By Schwann Buick GMC.com. Looking for a like new sport utility? Your best deals at Schwann Buick GMC. Over 80 SUVs, all price ranges starting at just $11,900. Save thousands on gently used Cadillacs, Yukons, Terrains, Equinoxes, Acadias. All reduced, must go, and most come with Schwann's very own lifetime powertrain warranty. Buy today and save us some of the lowest finance rates offered in years. Hurry for the best selection on the Strip, Memorial Highway, under the gigantic American flag, or online at SchwannBuick.com. By the way, the Cashwise special I mentioned a moment ago, at the Cashwise Deli, free chicken dinner to all active duty, National Guard, Reserve, former military, and retired military, and a half-price meal for your guests. They'll be grab and go because they're trying to keep the social distancing thing. That's Cashwise with their great deal going on with Veterans Day. Scott Hennin on What's in Your Mind.
We continue, and we had a chat with Esther, who's somewhere in Minnesota, listening today on What's on Your Mind, and was telling us a story about her dad, his service, and talking about Japan. By the way, I hope I heard you wrong, but I heard you say something about big snakes. Were you saying
they
big snakes?
They had huge snakes over there, Scott, that were massive, he said, and they were living with the cannibals. And the cannibals, they paid them a package of cigarettes for every Japanese head they brought in. And then they would go out in the field, he said, at night, and it was so black, and the Japanese would jump out of the trees on them. He said, you never know. And he said, the only thing that he said he'd say every time, if it wasn't for him, he'd point his finger up to the Lord, I wouldn't have made it. And he came back, and they diagnosed him a week before he died with post-traumatic stress. And then he came back, and he was here, living here, and all of a sudden he married my mom, and my mom died of cancer. So he raised me, my brother, and my sister until I was 19 years old by himself with no welfare, food stamps, or fuel assistance, or anything. We lived in a three-room house, Scott, no running water and toilet. One was a dirt floor.
Oh my gosh.
He'd go to work in the morning and come home at night, and we'd be by ourselves. So people think that freedom isn't free, and they think that life is tough. It isn't, Scott.
No kidding. So very true, Esther.
And he ended up raising us kids, and we've turned out to be okay kids. We're not just, we're doing fine and stuff. But his life was very, very hard. And people, I don't think nowadays, Scott, understand. They don't understand what people went through to have freedom. And Dad suffered all his life with post-traumatic stress syndrome, and they didn't diagnose him until he was a week before he died.
Gosh, almighty. What was your dad's name, Esther?
Clarence.
Clarence.
And he was a tough old Norwegian, and to raise his kids and, go to work in the morning, Scott, at 5 o'clock and leave us home alone and then come back at 5 at night not knowing if you were dead or alive or you had to walk to school. And when you walked to school, Scott, you didn't have a telephone to know if you got there or not.
Yeah, exactly. Those days. Exactly right. Well, we're thinking of Clarence on this Veterans Day, Esther. Thank you so much for calling.
He died, and I very much honor. And I have a husband that was in the Navy during Vietnam and a daughter and son-in-law that were during the Iraq Wars. So there's a lot. But people don't understand what the World War II vets went through a lot and the people in Vietnam. And I don't think people even know what they went through. Very few.
Wow. Esther, thanks for the call. Appreciate it very much, and I'll be thinking about your dad all day long, along with other veterans as well. Pretty amazing. Phenomenal stories today. Just phenomenal. Tammy Eibach is here. Tammy, you're one of the champions of the Wall of Honor, and which is growing and growing and growing, as you've heard today on the program, and we have a lot of vets to honor, so we need lots of honorers, I guess. Right, Tammy?
Yes, that's right, Scott. What an incredible show you had today. Man, tears in my eyes. All those people who have served our country and the stories that these people have shared, it was a beautiful day.
Yeah,
all of your listeners, if there's anything that the Wall of Honor can do to assist you if you want to become part of our organization, just reach out to us at thewalloffhonor.org. We're here. We're ready to help. We're ready to grow. If your listeners have a business and they want a Wall of Honor TV in their location, just ask. Go to our website. You can find us, and we will make it happen.
What a great thing to be known for. First in the nation to honor veterans in this way would be really incredible with the Wall of Honor. I'm looking at one at Three Lions Pub in West Fargo. We came here today because we wanted to honor the fact they had one here. There are others now as well. TVs and, an effort to gather all these names and get them on the site are not free. That's not cheap. Are you doing any kind of fundraising at all?
We have been doing some fundraising, Scott. We had an event here in Bismarck, and because of COVID, we're hesitant to bring a lot of people together, but if people want to go to thewalloffhonor.org, they can make a donation online. They can, again, give us a call. All of our information is right there at the website.
wallofhonor.org, wallofhonor.org. Well, wonderful, wonderful. We got a chance to really talk a lot about that today, and Tammy had the suggestion, hey, it's Veterans Day, what a perfect tie-in. Very much appreciate the idea because it was a great opportunity for us to say, you know what, we're going to honor vets today. We're going to talk about vets today. We're going to thank vets today. We're going to find them wherever they are and make sure they're, feeling special today. But also, this is a way to do Veterans Day every day. You know, really, and you think of the value of somebody sitting here at Three Lines Pub looking up and saying, gosh, look at that guy, 1943 to 1946. And there, you know, I mean, we can't even probably calculate the potential impact from that. So really glad you and the others in that wonderful group have done this, and we look forward to helping in any way we can going forward. Thanks a bunch.
It will be a great partnership, this I promise you.
Looking forward to it. Thank you. Tammy Ibach. All right, friends, we're out of time. Thanks to all those good vets. Didn't get to all the calls. I'm sorry. We'll do it tomorrow. God bless.
Hot Spring Spas and Pools Tables 2 is your sauna headquarters. Great selection still, Vince?
There is, and we believe in saunas 365 days a year, but now more than ever as we head into colder weather, saunas seem to become more popular. The number one wellness product you could buy today of the research studies, the reduction of Alzheimer's by 66%. Studies say it reduces your chance of a heart attack by 50%. You burn calories. You create an artificial fever, which can cure any illness. There's a lot of great benefits to take advantage of a sauna, and we do have a lot of selection from a plug-and-play 4x4 two-person to an outdoor 5x7 patio sauna with everything in between. So it's a great time. We do have them in stock, and we can get them to your home or your backyard sooner than later.
Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too. Find them in Fargo, Bismarck, Grand Forks, too, and, of course, online at Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too. Thanks, Vince.
You bet.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, simulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.